This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Voting is underway for the sixth and penultimate phase of Lok Sabha elections. In this phase, polling has been held in 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Voting began at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 6 p.m. Nearly 26% voters had already cast their vote by 11 a.m. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate will be locked in the EVMs include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Menaka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar and Manoj Tiwari, and Congress leaders Dipendra Singh Hooda, Kumari Selja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar. Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti are also in the fray. Simultaneously, polling has been held for 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the third phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for Karnal seat in Haryana and Gansari constituents in Uttar Pradesh are also taking place. Campaigning continues for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in the party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said elections are a big celebration in democracy and an opportunity to inculcate the values of democracy in the minds of future generations. In an interview to DD News today, Mr. Modi opined that government of political parties should give an account of the work to the public. He said that he can take any form of criticism very seriously. Mr. Modi will be on a day-long visit to Bihar today. He will address 3 public meetings in Patna, Rohtas and Buxar districts. Mr. Modi will also hold a rally in Ghazipur constituents in Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister and BJP leader Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Salempur, Balia and Chandoli and Varanasi constituencies in the state today. On the other hand, wife of Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, Dimple and Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will hold a roadshow in Varanasi. The counting of votes for all the phases will take place on the 4th of June. National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested one more accused in connection with the Rameshwaram Cafe blast case. According to the NIA, 35-year-old Shoaib Ahmed Mirza, a resident of Hubballi city, Karnataka, is the 5th accused who has been arrested in the case. The accused identified as an ex-convict in a Laskar-e-Taiba terror conspiracy case. India's foreign exchange forex reserve jumped $4.549 billion to a new all-time high of $648.7 billion for the week ended May 17. This is the third consecutive week of increase in the overall forex kitty. Severe heatwave conditions continue to grip the north and northwest region of India. With a consistent red-orange alert, the India Meteorological Department has forecast severe heatwave conditions very likely in most parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat till the next 2 to 3 days. Yesterday, highest maximum temperature of 49 degrees Celsius recorded over Falodi, West Rajasthan. Meanwhile, the depression lies over central Bay of Bengal and is very likely to intensify into a severe cyclonic storm by tonight. In archery, India bagged a gold and a silver medal at the World Cup Stage 2 at Ucheon in South Korea today. The Indian compound women's team comprising Jyoti Sureka Vennam and Parneet Kaur and Aditi Swami defeated Turkey's Hazal Burun, Ayasa Berasuzar and Begum Yuva in the final to win the gold. The Indian compound mixed team of Jyoti and Priyansh clinched the silver medal after losing to American pair of Olivia Dean and Swaya Surian in a gold medal match. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad stormed into the final, defeating Rajasthan Royals by 36 runs in the second qualifier match in Chennai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.